Angler Chronicles presents Radio Outdoor Expeditions.
Good morning, Southern California. From Joshua Tree to Dutch Harbor, from the Canadian wilderness to the Amazon jungle, buckle up because it's going to be wall-to-wall action on Radio Outdoor Expeditions.
Radio Outdoor Expeditions is brought to you by Owner Hooks, perfection in hooks, the experts at Sports Chalet, On Target Shooting Range, Bass Knuckles Clothing, Bite On Fishing, and Phoenix Bay Company. California. Oh, I didn't get that. Let's do it again. Good morning, Southern California, and welcome to Radio Outdoor Expeditions. Wow, what a week we've had for the Angler Chronicles crew, and we'll be talking about that. But first, I want to introduce everybody. My name is Sergio, and I'm going to be your host, but I'm not here alone. I'm with the crew. So let me introduce the crew. My buddy, my partner, Ron Hobbs. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Southern California.
Good morning to Tony from Bite On Fishing. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Sergio.
And then I need to go to my captain.
Hey, good morning, Sergio.
Let me at least say your name, Larry. Captain Larry Moore, good morning.
Hey, you were quick on the mic earlier. Now, I'm thinking about going fishing later today, so I'm
cover
up.
That. We're all going, and you'll be ahead of our ship. And then I've got, of course, the new addition. The one, the only, Mr. Jimmy Bass. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, radio family.
Oh, my gosh. Look at that, radio family. I love it. Okay, so let's start with this, and I'm going to leave it up to the crew. Just jump in whenever you feel you have to jump in. We premiered our show on Fox Sports West last week, Big Bass and Bugs, and your take on it. Somebody talk.
Go ahead, Jimmy.
Well, anytime there's calico bass fishing on TV, I love it because that's my forte. And, you know, there's not a whole lot of calico bass fishing on TV. You know, it's going after the exotic locations. But this is local. This is our bread and butter. So I loved it.
Good, good, good. We had a lot of calico bass, and we also had some sand bass. We had some sculpin, even a little rockfish that made it in the shot. And we got bugs. We got lobster.
It was interesting to see the size of them, too, here so close in.
Yeah, I heard it was a very good season this year. Everything was done on the inside of the wall. There was a few shots of us fishing the outside of the wall. But the bugs were all on the inside. And it's a matter of, like Chris Bona says on the video, you got to prospect. And you got to find different areas, different depths. And, Larry, you know something about hooping, don't you?
Well, I'll tell you what I do know. I have an old friend who was a dive boat captain for years and years, and he fished San Nicolas Island, you know, took parties out there to go diving for lobsters and what have you. And I took him into the harbor. This is pre-9/11 stuff. Mm-hmm. And he would go diving with permission in there, and he said, by far, there's bigger lobsters inside the harbor than even at San Nicolas Island. So, and then you have somebody like Chris and your crew that you went with, mm-hmm. and those guys have done their homework.
Well, you know what? They really look forward to this time of the season, and they spent a lot of time, a lot of nights, cold weather, getting rained upon. I mean, they put in their homework, and you know, we think it's kind of like a glamour type thing, like we do with fishing. It's not. You're dropping these hoops about 40 to 50 feet sometimes, and it's not dropping them. It's bringing them back, okay? No pulley on these smaller boats. They don't have any pulleys. They don't have any anything. So you're just manhandling up. So,
now, I don't think that I saw you pulling one up in the film.
That's because it did not happen, my friend. No. I mean, you know, the way that we want to do the show, and I hope everybody understands, I'm only the host, okay? I'm not the star. I'm not the professional. The idea is to reach out to those guys that do this type of filming and say, look, you're the expert. Tell us how you do it. And that's why we have Chris there sitting and giving us all the information except the exact location where he puts his he says we got to keep some stuff secretive, but he tells you how to do it. You need to prospect, check different areas. And so the thought is, You know, this isn't the Sergio show, okay? It's the Angler Chronicles crew show, okay? And what we're trying to do that, so when we bring out these guests, when we do these TV shows, it's about them. We're featuring them, okay? They're the stars. At best, I'm like a host on a talk show, okay? The star is the person that comes in. So I just thought it was a great show. I want to thank Chris Bona from Bass Knuckles, Bobby Martinez. I know he's fishing today, another tournament. Let's see. We had Kyle Masaki and, of course, our friend Robert Wynn, which, by the way, he will be joining us on our trip to Alaska.
Oh, that's outstanding.
And I'll just throw that out there, okay? Then the last week of June, we will be heading up to Alaska to visit with our friend Rob Searing from Walksoff, and we will be shooting a new episode. And then we get back. We get, like, 48 hours for me, and then I take Larry with me, and we're heading south of the border. I'm going to head down to Cedrus Island and do some filming there, okay? And hopefully later on in the year, we're going to be doing some stuff over at Queen Charlotte Safaris, and we'll be doing a lot of work. Oh, and by the way, when we get back from Cedrus, we've got our trip with the Ocean Odyssey.
A day and a half on the Ocean Odyssey.
A day and a half on the Ocean Odyssey. That any if you listeners want to get in on it, make sure you call Dina at Ocean Odyssey. Let's see, what is Dina's number?
Phone number is area code 619-869-4535.
We'll give you one more time.
Area code 619-889-4535.
Or go to oceanodyssey.com. Just look that up and get a hold of Dina if you want to join us on that trip. And we're going to film that as well. So we're going to have three films back to back to back. Okay, so we'll do Walksoff, Cedrus, and then this day and a half. And hopefully you'll be out of school and maybe you can join us for that one.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic.
Okay, good, good, good. All right, so everything's looking good. Let's go to what's going on in our local lakes, and there's a reason for that madness. Tony, what's going on?
Oh, man, Serge, the excitement is absolutely in the air this morning with the big Masters tournament at Irvine Lake. It's one of their most prestigious times of year where the best of the best get a chance to compete for the all-inclusive Masters jacket, about a $10,000 prize package altogether. A lot of exciting things going on today.
Well, so what is the Masters there's qualifications needed and all that. Give us an explanation of what goes on over there at Irvine Lake. So how do you qualify to the Masters?
Sure. So over the trout season and throughout the year, what they do is they hold tournaments every weekend. And they're really meant for the average guy to get out there with his family and his, just get out there in nature and enjoy fishing. And with that, they put together these derbies, incredible prize packages. But if you're in the top 10 throughout these tournaments and you compete,
well, how do you get assigned points, like if you're in first place to 10th place? Or?
There's no assigned points in this. It's just a qualification every period that they have the Masters qualifiers. So I think they have one or two a month throughout the trout season.
So to qualify for the Masters, how many top 10 placings do you have to get throughout the season to qualify for the Masters?
Just one time. You just have to qualify one time to be invited to this special event.
Very cool.
Now, to top it off, I mean, they put on a pre-fishing dinner.
Uh-huh.
There's breakfast that's included, and it's incredible. I mean, they really roll out the red carpet to make it one of the biggest events that you can want to aspire to get to.
And that's today.
That's going to be this morning. I know starting at 6 o'clock, anglers are right now very excited about getting in there.
Well, I do know that one of our cameramen, Gary, is going to be at the lake filming the event. I know that the weigh-in is right, I think, is it noon starts the weigh-in?
I believe it's at noon.
Yeah, so between 12 and 2, I would guess, would be a good time. If you didn't qualify, go down and see what's going on. You'd be surprised the size of the fish, the quality of the fish, and then what a good shindig Irvine Lakes puts together.
You really got to bring your A game today. I mean, these guys are really some of the best out there that have had a good time competing throughout the last year and the last season. And there's a lot more really great events coming up, but for this to be highlighted. And then, of course, which we'll talk about in a little bit, is the third annual Bite-On bottle. It's pretty much a lifetime size bottle of Bite-On for the Masters tournament winner. So it's a real pleasure to be asked to for the third year to come back and bring that in, and we look forward to seeing those trophy trout today.
Perfect. And then there is another event next week at Irvine, isn't it?
That's the Sierra in the City.
Now, with respect to the Sierra in the City, if you mention Angler Chronicles, you get $5 off. Okay,
nice.
So if you go to the Sierra in the City event at Irvine Lake, all you have to do is mention Angler Chronicles at the gate, and there's a discount.
That's just like a free lunch.
That's like a free lunch.
Yeah.
Okay. So you get, all you got to do is say Angler Chronicles. That can't be that difficult. So
$5 will almost buy you a bottle of Bite on there at the tackle store.
There you go. There you see, I like the way you
Maybe
think.
Maybe some night crawlers.
Okay. And I know, you know, if you get, Larry, if you put the, you buy the garlic, you can use that on your chicken and on your pizza.
Does that make a good marinade, Tony?
Well, it's not for human or pet consumption yet.
I do sure remember a story about the beginning days that you told me, and it's...
Oh, yeah. Some fun stuff along the lines.
Well, that's definitely a good thing you cleared that up.
There you go. So what's going on is, and the reason I bring this up is tomorrow on Fox Sports West, and when Danny calls in, we'll talk about that some more. We're doing the, will be the our Irvine episode, and we feature all that information about next Saturday, and it's very important because that's one of the biggest events that they have there. So if you're planning on fishing Irvine, get out there today. Maybe too late if you didn't get there already, right?
Yeah. And they, Danny put out a very incredible clip to what's going to be shown tomorrow morning, and I think you can see that on Angler Chronicles.
Yeah.
And it's going to be exciting. I mean, some of the footage and the aerial video is just outstanding. It's some of the most cutting-edge technology, and it's literally the most high-definition picture and quality you can really see. The fish are splashing around. I mean, it was a really exciting time being on location last week and getting a chance to film and catch some fish and some really nice catfish, bass, trout. I mean, the Bite is really on right now, and the water, with the water levels rising, it's really a good chance to really get some new fishing in, get the new lay of the land out. But the Bite is absolutely off the hook right now.
All right, so let me say it one more time. Sierra in the City. Just mention Angler Chronicles at the gate on Saturday, April 19th, which is next Saturday, and you get $5 off the price of admission. That easy. Just say Angler Chronicles.
And don't forget about Benjamin. That's the tagged fish. $10,000, one fish for just next Saturday, Sierra's event.
Wow. So go after Benjamin.
Yeah, they're going after it. They're going after it.
Do we know any? There's not necessarily a big fish. It's just a Benjamin.
It'll be one special tagged fish. His name is Benjamin.
And he's That's a lot of Benjamins to get to $10,000.
Yeah, just for going to the event. So they're they're really pulling out every stop and sparing no expense to make sure the anglers get out there and have a good time.
All right. Well, Ron, let's go ahead and chum the waters. Give everybody our phone number. And you call in. I think what we'd you know what I'd like to do today? If you guys are interested, I want to throw in some passes to go fishing at Davy's Locker, some passes to go fishing at Dana Point, at Dana Wharf, okay? And obviously we'll have some bite-on product if that's what you prefer, and definitely some owner hooks and even some bass knuckle gear, okay? So what's the number for everybody to call?
I'll be right back. I got to go call in. It's 877-8-830-830. That's 877-8-830-830.
So there you do. Just call in, talk to us, let us know how you're doing. If you got a question, we'll glad to try to answer it. And win a prize. That's that easy. Yeah. And you know what? You know, Ronnie used to say, you know, a particular prize for each thing. I just leave it up in the air. If you want owner hooks, we got owner hooks. If you want bass knuckle shirt, we got bass knuckle shirts. If you want some passes to go fishing at Davy's Locker or Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, we got that as well. So we're going to leave it up to you. Of course, bite on, okay?
Yeah.
And you choose. You choose, okay?
And Serge, we'll be posting a lot of the pictures, hopefully from the event, as soon as we can get them, especially of the winning bottle of bite on,
mm-hmm.
which I'm
looking at it right now. You know, when I first looked at it, I go, is this some kind of mezcal or tequila, because it's so well packaged, until you actually read it and it says Irvine Lake Masters, first place, 2014 bite on.
Yeah.
So.
And I want to really, you know, take a second to thank the guys that put this together at the last minute over there at NOAC Awards in Costa Mesa. They and we went to the drawing board back and forth on this probably three or four times, and at the last minute yesterday we were able to get this, and they very excited about that. So we'll talk more about that soon.
Perfect. Well, we got to take our first break. We're going to refill the cup of coffee. Matt from Newport Beach, I see you. We'll be right back with you. And also Mike from Mira Loma. The crew will be right back. We're on Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA. I'll be right back.
Some people say this town don't look good in snow. You don't care, I know. Ventura Highway in the sunshine, where the days are longer, the nights are stronger than moonshine. You're gonna go, I know.
Angels Radio, AM 830.
Come check out the largest indoor shooting range in all of Orange County.
On Target.
Certified distributors for Glock, Wilson Combat,
Springfield, Six Hour, CZ,
Mossberg, Remington, Ruger, and Beretta.
20 lanes open 7 days a week.
Serving Orange County for 18 years.
Conveniently located off the 5 Freeway in Laguna Niguel.
Classes of all kinds, including firearm selection, home defense, and women's personal safety.
All NRA certified instructors.
Great for corporate fun shoots, team buildings, birthdays, bachelor and bachelorette parties.
Folks of all ages and types, from scout troops to law enforcement to government agencies, love On Target.
For more information, go to OnTargetRange.com. That's OnTargetRange.com.
Or call 949-348-0352. That's 949-348-0352.
Hi, everybody. This is Ronnie Kovac, and I'm here with longtime friend and a great partner on our show, Danny Strunk with 22nd Street Landing. Danny, what's going on this summer at 22nd Street? What do you guys got cooking for it?
Well, Ronnie, we have our Wednesday special. Every Wednesday, we have the half, three-quarter day Monte Carlo Pursuit, as well as the Freedom, doing a manager special from 22nd Street Landing. You want to save some money this summer, come on down and fish with us on Wednesdays. We have new management that's taken over the tackle store, the fully stocked tackle store for every need that you might have sport fishing this summer with us.
You've got rental rods there, you've got food, you've got lots of lures and tackle. It's pretty much a complete one-stop tackle store. You can even buy a gunny sack if you need it, right?
Exactly.
What about the website?
Our website is www.22ndstreet.com, or you can give us a call on our phone for reservation or any information you might have at area code 310-832-8304.
Where are you located, bro?
We are in San Pedro, California, 141 West 22nd Street, conveniently located right off the 110 freeway.
And give us the names of some of those great legendary boats at 22nd Street Landing in San Pedro, Danny.
We have the Monte Carlo, the Pursuit, the Sea Angler, the Freedom.
Captain Danny Strunk from 22nd Street Landing in San Pedro. Thanks, Danny. Tight lines.
Bass Knuckles Clothing will put the wow in your fishing wardrobe. With designs so nice, you'll want to wear them on and off the water. Bass Knuckles t-shirts, long-sleeve shirts, sweatshirts, button-ups, and hats are the highest quality on the market. Made from 100% cotton, double-stitched, and pre-shrunk, these shirts are ready to take on life, on or off the water. Tagless design for comfort and finished with Bass Knuckles signature embroidered patch, you're sure to turn heads. Check out Bass Knuckles Clothing at bassknuckles.com and also coming soon to a retailer near you. Ask your local tackle and clothing retailers if they carry Bass Knuckles Clothing by name. With over 20 designs to choose from, we have something for everyone. So go to bassknuckles.com today to get the hottest fishing clothing anywhere.
Congratulations to Pacific Division champions, your Anaheim Ducks. Keep it on AM830.net and Ducks Radio, AM830 KLAA, to follow your Ducks as they migrate toward another Stanley Cup victory.
Welcome back, everybody, to Radio Outdoor Expeditions. From the Mothership, Angler Chronicles crew is sitting right here waiting to answer all your questions, share the morning with you. So let's go to Matt from Newport Beach. You got a question about fishing with friends. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning. Good morning, Sergio. I tried looking for you in the Del Mar show, but the Fred Hall Long Beach show, but I kept missing you.
Uh-huh. We were there.
Yeah. I just wanted to motivate all the guys laying in bed, listening to your show, get up and go down to the Fishing with Friends tournament. It's a kayak fishing tournament at Dana Point Jet Ski. You guys know about it. Still have time to get there, 7 o'clock reservation. Just come on in. Let's go fishing. It's a beautiful morning out.
That's today.
Great weather, no wind, which is perfect for kayak fishing.
Where do they meet, Matt?
Dana Point Jet Ski in Dana Point, right in the harbor.
Perfect. So there you go, guys. Get a quick cup of coffee. You still got time. It's 5:30. Get that cup of coffee, put on some good clothing, get down there, and go kayak fishing.
That's fun.
That's a lot of fun. And what are you guys catching right now?
Well, I'm hoping halibut will win, you know, the prize pool. I'm hoping that it'll be a halibut. If not, who knows, but we'll win.
There you go. I know that good calico bass fishing in that area, too?
Yeah, there's a lot of calico, a lot of sand bass, and it's just a... should be a great, fun little tournament. It's just small. There's a barbecue afterwards, you know. Just a lot of good guys who love kayak fishing.
Yeah, you know what? That's what we stand for. I love what the way that the description came across, fishing with friends. Because, you know, right here, we the five of us are just really good friends. We don't profess to be professionals. We're just a bunch of guys who love to go fishing.
Now, wait a minute, Sergio.
What's that?
Well, I guess I'm not professional anymore.
Yeah, no, I mean, it. You know, I love the way, Matt, you introduce this because it's about that. It's a bunch of friends getting together, having some fun, do a little tournament for bragging rights, but the idea is to get together, get on the water, enjoy what we are offered in Southern California.
Yeah.
And, Matt, you know what? Sergio and I just, all of us here, we just went on a hunting trip, and we had a lot of time to talk on the way back, and as we were coming up north from San Diego area, we were talking all about kayak fishing and how popular it is now. And it looks like a great sport. Now, I'm kind of a big guy, 6'5", and not small, let's put it that way. So I'm looking at the kayaks going, I wonder if I could fit into this scene.
Hey, Matt.
Well,
yeah.
I have an extra kayak, Sergio. I'll invite you down. Let's go fishing out of Newport or Long Beach or, best yet, La Jolla. For the big white sea bass.
You know what? I've never been in a kayak, and I may just take you up on it. So do me a huge favor. Stay on the line, and for all our listeners, one more time, get down to the Dana Ski. What'd you call it?
Dana Point Jet Ski.
Dana Point Jet Ski. What time?
7 a.m., 7:30. It's the check-in, and we're going to go out fishing, and there's two prize pools. Biggest fish, no sharks, no rays, and the second smaller prize pool for the biggest bass.
There you go. So get out there, go fishing with Matt and his friends. And Matt, hold on the line. We'll get all your information, and you get to choose from one of the many prizes that we have. I mean, owner hooks, bass knuckles, bite on fish attractants, or if you want to go fishing out of Davy's Locker or Dana Point, Dana Wharf, you're more than welcome to do so. And I'll get all your information and your phone number, and I will call you, and I'm going to make that happen. I'd love to have some instruction for me, and I'll take the whole crew, you know, give a little world to be on a kayak, okay?
Great. No problem. Thank you, Sergio.
Thank you, Matt. Well, that was cool. We're going to, you know, I like that idea.
Fishing with friends.
Isn't that cool? I just loved it. Let's go to Armando from the San Fernando Valley. Good morning, Armando.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Pretty good. What's going on?
I'm over here at Irvine. Want to be a master, you know. It's only about 60 people in line, but it's a lot of people in there. I guess they're starting their event right now.
Yeah, you know, we started the show talking about that with Tony, and you have to qualify for this, correct? It's not just anybody?
That's right.
So, you know.
Yeah, it's a bunch of qualifiers. I think it's still open to the public because there's a lot of people here that are not in it. And we're sitting here in line, and like I said, there's not really a lot of people in line. I'm outside the gate, and I'm waiting to get in. I'm waiting to get one of those famous breakfast burritos.
Oh my God, the food they cook there is just unbelievable. Are you gonna go next Saturday for the Sierra in the City?
Oh yeah, see, I combine my event, the April Farm Fest, along with that date when they're doing their thing, and now I know that there's a discount. I'm gonna go ahead and advertise that. I can get $5 off.
Yeah, you're more than welcome, but it's for next week, not today. Okay, so all you have to do for the Sierra in the City event, you just mention Angler Chronicles at the gate, Saturday. That's Saturday, April 19th, and you get $5 off the price of admission. So it's almost like we buy your breakfast burrito.
Yeah.
No, that sounds good to me.
All right, Armando. Hey. Yeah.
Go ahead. No, I was saying in the summer, I think I'm going to team up with Irvine Lake and Bite On was mentioned. I hope we can work out some type of deal. We can put on a catfish event coming up.
What do you think?
I think that sounds great. I'm sure we'll be talking about it because I have your number, Armando. So we'll hook up and we'll get some things going for a nice catfish tournament. I mean, at the end of the day, it's really about as many people as we can get to come out and enjoy, you know, the fishing events and the different type of fishing that you can do at Irvine Lake and really experience the outdoors, especially at nighttime in their summer hours. So we'll definitely hook up on that, Armando. But have a great time out there. And
good luck.
Yeah, good luck today.
Armando, stay on the line. We'll get your information. We'll get something out to you, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you. You
know what, right. Sergio, what's the name of your catfish bait?
Oh, that's the Mac Bites. The Mac baits are flying off the hook. It's pre-cut mackerel, and it's already dousted and cured in 2 ounces of the Bite On Cajun. So, I mean, it's not only winning tournaments, but it's flying off the shelves. They cannot even keep it in stock. And this year is going to be an incredible catfish season. We're really looking forward to it.
And you're going to see on the show that's going to air tomorrow, you'll see towards the end of the show, you'll see some of the cats that we catch. In fact, we have the cameraman himself. If I'm not mistaken, it was close to 40 pounds. You're going to see a big, catfish out of Irvine Lake, which, by the way, was released back to fight another day. The next time we want to catch that guy, we want him around 80. Okay? So you're going to see a lot of big cats. I don't think there's any cat in the film.
Under 10.
Well, we got to back up there because there was a few. But we do a little bit of night fishing in this film, and the night ones are all over 10, 15 pounds. So that's cats, okay? All right, let's go to Mike in Mira Loma. Want to talk about the Colorado River. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Sergio. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad, considering I'm working instead of fishing.
Well, at least we're talking about fishing. That's something, huh?
Well, it is, yeah. I want to ask you about the Colorado River. I'm headed out there next weekend out by north of Blythe. Uh-huh. And I want to know if it's a good time for bass fishing and if you got any hot tips for catching a few bass.
Larry?
I can tell you one thing that I know about that area. If you go this time of year, it's not going to bake the skin right off the top of your head. So that's a good start. But I do know, you know, they have some bass fishing in that area, the largemouth bass fishing and catfish. And we were, you know what, I don't know. It's not too far away from there, but the area that we just went hunting in,
right,
all the canals and stuff. I mean, we went hunting for pheasant, but the guys that were teaching us the ropes, they were talking about all the great fishing and all these little canals. So that's always something to fall back on if you're not getting bit on the rivers there, on the Colorado River.
All right.
Well, I'll tell you this. Here's my take on this. The bass fishing is on, okay? I went over to Irvine Lake, and the fishery, these fish are ready to go. Everywhere I see, all my friends are catching bass in all the different lakes. So I think we're at that prime time, you know, where they're ready to spawn or ready to get going. So I would recommend go to the Owner Hooks website and look at some of their soft plastics. They work fantastic, especially those worms. Okay?
Okay, good.
All right, thanks, Mike. Stay on the line, and we'll get you out a prize of your choice. We got to take another break. We're on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. We'll be right back.
Here come the dancers, one by one. Your mama's calling, but Angels Radio, AM 830.
Flying out of LAX on your next trip? Then park at the parking spot. Our yellow and black spotted shuttles whisk you right to the front door of your airline terminal. Nothing could be easier or a better value. You'll even earn credit for free parking in the Spot Club. The parking spot has two convenient locations just minutes from LAX Airport. For directions and more information, visit theparkingspot.com. The Parking Spot. We have airport parking covered.
Hi, I'm Tony Shitanishi from Owner Hooks, and I want to talk to you about one of our new 2012 products, Jig Rig, the hottest terminal fishing product for 2012. The Jig Rig is comprised of an offset hook with a welded ring through its eyes, and on the welded ring is a split ring attached to a slim profile weight. The Jig Rig is unique because, unlike other jigs, the hook moves independent of the weight. This helps to achieve greater bait action, and when fighting fish, the pull is coming directly through the solid ring to the hook, with the weight off to the side. So, unlike traditional jigs, the fish can't use the Jig Rig's weight to leverage the hook out of its mouth. With the weight leading the way, the compact profile of this rig allows for longer and more accurate casts. Weights can easily be removed and added to the split ring without retying line or re-rigging bait. Jig Rig is available with lead or tungsten weights, and Owner's Yuki Bug and JR Minnow are the perfect baits for the Jig Rig. Jig Rig was designed for largemouth bass fishing, but will work on many saltwater inshore species like calico and sand bass. For further illustrations, videos, and instructions, please visit www.ownerhooks.com. Hey, good luck out there this season.
You know that feeling? The feeling of being skunked on the lake? You're bored, anxious, sleepy, just hoping to get that bite on? What do you do to switch it up? Do you run to the tackle store or try to find the guy on the lake who's catching a monster of stringers on trophy fish and ask him what he's using? Because you want to know what a 5, 10, 15, or 20-pound monster or trophy fish feels like. Well, everyone, his secret is out. Bite On Fish Attractants. Simply add Bite On Liquid Attractant to your baits, lures, jigs, dough baits, and live worms. Log on right now for details on your free bottle of Bite On. www.anglerbros.com. That's right, anglerbros.com for details on your free bottle of Bite On. Available now at Turner's Outdoorsman and your local bait and tackle stores throughout California. Coming soon to Sports Chalet and all the Eastern Sierra bait and tackle stores just in time for this year's trout opener. Bite On Fish Attractants, the only scent where fish get hooked. anglerbros.com makes a perfect gift too. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing is excited to let you know that they will be hosting a day at the landing to meet the fleet on April 27th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. There will be events for all ages, so bring the whole family. Don't miss this open house and chance to meet the captains, crew, and see all of our boats and their new improvements. The Native Son will be hosting a kids' fishing seminar, and there will be other great seminars hosted throughout the day, as well as vendors, food trucks, knot tying contests, and raffles for all ages. While you're down here, be sure to stop in and check out our newly remodeled and expanded tackle store, or just come down and say hi and share some great fishing stories. 22nd Street Landing is located at 141 West 22nd Street in San Pedro. We can be contacted at 310-832-8304 for a complete boat schedule and further information regarding this event. Don't forget, that's Saturday, April 27th at 9 a.m. Bring the whole family for a fun-filled day.
It's good to start your day with a smile and a smirk. Get up with Travis Rogers weekday mornings at 6 on Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA.
Welcome back, everybody, to Radio Outdoor Expeditions on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA, and I'm fired up, man. We had a great week, and we got great weeks coming up, and I'll get to Mike from Mira Loma and Bill from Corona. Just hang on tight, boys, but we got none other than Captain Chris Pica from Dana Wharf coming in. I want to talk to Captain Pica. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you guys doing this week?
Well, now I understand your love for hunting.
Oh, okay. I'll tell you, it's just it's straight up love for the outdoors.
Oh my gosh, I tell you, it was wonderful. I finally got a chance to get out there. Everybody made fun with me on a picture I put on Facebook because I'm using an Escort 20 gauge, and in pink, in a pink camo, and it's on film. I'll never live that one down, Pika. But you know what? It was the second best shot of the whole day. So you know what? And so I remember you last week calling us in from your turkey shoot. By the way, the guy that did the turkey call was unbelievable. Okay, and I don't know. It was just so much fun. I get you now. I get you.
Yeah, exactly. It is. It's a it's a lot of fun. Just actually being out there, you know what I mean. It's amazing. Just when you can actually appreciate the whole overall picture of it. It's just it's amazing. That's the only way I could describe it.
And Pika, how about those turkey pictures you showed me yesterday? My God, those were impressive.
Hey, those are some nice gobblers, huh, Jimmy?
Oh yeah. Beautiful colors on them, and you got to send those to us so we can post them on the Angler Chronicles website to share them with our listeners.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, I sent one to Sergio.
Yeah, but you sent it. You sent. I mean, I the picture wasn't clear on my phone, so I'll send them to. Does he have your email possibly?
I don't think so.
Okay,
but
you know what,
we'll
Pika, I'll have Jimmy go ahead and get. Your email, or give you his email. Send that picture along. We'll put it on our Facebook page. We'll put it on the website, okay? And maybe you can write a little paragraph about your day. We'd love to see that too.
Hey, I'd love to. I'd love to, you guys. No problem. I will make it happen. You know, guys, that was such a fun hunt. I mean, it started out. This was so amazing. We were sitting at the bottom of this meadow here, and there's a river back behind this tree line. And we had our decoys set up, and, you know, all of a sudden the sun started to come up, and we started hearing the gobblers up in the trees, and there were so many gobblers in that one area. It was amazing. It was almost like I was sitting in an amphitheater when they were going off, and these turkeys just started gobbling right before they were coming down off the roost. Mm-hmm. It was something amazing. But then again, that's turkey hunting. I mean, all of a sudden, a couple shots went off across the river there, and they were all gone. There must have been 30 to 50 birds up there roosting in this one area that we were in, and they all just took off. That's turkey on them. But then again, we stuck to it, and we ended up, going to Plan B, and Plan B ended up working pretty good for us. And but guys, I'll tell you what, sitting down without moving for about 2 to 3 hours, I'll tell you what. You're a little sore the next day. You know what I mean?
Gotcha. All right. So you had a good shooting. You know what, Chris? You'll have to be coming in the studio here shortly and get you in here with us to co-host the show for a couple hours. And I want to hear a lot of these stories right here on the show. But in the meantime, you got to tell me about what's going on at Dana Wharf and Sport Fishing.
Oh, God. We got a lot going on at Dana Wharf. You know, as you know, we're all coming into our summer season here. And guys, we got half days going out, and you know, they're leaving at 6:30. We also have another one leaving at 10 o'clock, another one at 12 o'clock. And guys, Sundays, right after the kids' seminar, we have a free kids' seminar, you know, where we go over all the basics with the kids. And then 12:45, we take off, and the kids fish for free on Sunday afternoons, for the afternoon half day. So it's, all the kids go out, go fishing for free. It's a lot of fun, you know, bring the kids on down. And guys, the half-day trips, you know, we're targeting calico bass, sand bass, sheephead, sculpin. And also, guys, we got the three-quarter days. You know, they're leaving at 6 o'clock, and they're targeting the rockfish, you know, some of the reds, the cacio, chuckleheads, flags, you know, all the assorted rockfish. And every single one of them is great. Oh, God, I love those things, especially fried up with Italian breadcrumbs. And also, guys, we got the Fury. The Fury's running overnight trips. You know, they're going off to San Clemente Island, Catalina Island. And the Fury also is doing 5-to-5s, you know. So there's a lot going on right now. Also, our six-pack charters. In fact, here's a good one for you.
Okay.
This week, Captain Todd Manser on the boardroom, he had a six-pack charter. Ended up with a 43-pound yellow. 43-pound yellowtail.
Wow. Wow.
And this is going to blow you away. Guess what they caught it on?
Oh, now
I know.
Oh, you know.
Little Jimmy knows. Yeah, a clam strip. A strip of clam. Figure that one out.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. You know, and Todd and I go way back, you know. And it was just reminding me of one time there was this gentleman on our boat, and he was fishing with chicken skin. And we were out in a sand bass bite. This guy's fishing with chicken skin. The guy caught a, and I'm teasing him. I'm joking around with the guy the whole time. And he caught a limit of sand bass. This is back when the limit was 10. He caught a limit of sand bass on that chicken skin. Then he catches a 20-pound king salmon.
Wow.
And then he catches a halibut all on that stupid piece of chicken skin.
See what I'm saying? Sometimes there's no rhyme and reason. Although I will tell you this. I can remember about, and Larry, we go back now. Okay, maybe about 15 to 20 years ago. Remember when we had those sand bass nights where, you know, it was a twilight and they're just on. And I remember we had lots of anchovies. Well, by the end of the night, okay, that we had run out of bait. People are picking up anchovies that have been stepped on. They're getting bit. So I go into, I'm about to just hang it up for the night because there's no more bait. And it was Captain Norris Tapp. Okay, and
my old buddy Norris.
And there was I want to say forgot who else was on the boat that night. I think Mark and Randy and the deckhands. And I go into the galley and they said, let's take a hot dog. And they stripped out the hot dog. I throw out the hot dog. I get bit. Then we take a piece of lettuce, throw it out there. We get bit. We use pickles. They got bit. I mean,
not a pickle.
Yeah, I'm telling you. So when these fish want to bite, that just goes to show that they don't always bite because they're hungry. They bite because they're angry.
Did they request ketchup and mustard with?
No, they ordered it plain.
How about a spoon with a treble hook? I've heard that one too.
There you go. Yeah, that'll work too. I mean, you see all this fancy stuff, and sometimes the weirdest things work. Now, I want to say this: we do have our first owner hook school on the Clemente. On the Clemente, on May 22nd at 5:30 p.m. So what I want you guys to do, listeners, is call Dana Wharf. If you want to be on that trip, it's 949-496-5794. That's on the Clemente out of Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. And it is our first twilight trip with Dana Wharf, okay, at 5:30 p.m. And you can get more information. Go to our website and go to the schools, Owner Hook School section. And it'll give you the whole listing. Are you going to be on that one, Chris?
I just might be there.
I would love to have you on there. If not, if you're not the captain, I don't care. Just be on the boat and let our listeners come and meet now the famous Chris Pica, radio and soon to be TV personality.
Son!
Son!
Whoa, son!
All right. Hey, Chris, so give us all the information for Dana Wharf. How do the people get a hold of you guys and go fishing?
Guys, you can look up our website at danawharf.com, or you can give us a call straight up. It's area code 949-496-5794.
Hey, Chris, thank you so much, and I'll be calling you in the next couple of weeks to get you in here before the season really takes off.
Awesome. Awesome. Right. Looking forward to it. You guys have a great day.
Thanks a lot, Chris. We'll talk to you later. All right. Can we go to Captain James Nelson? Good morning, James.
Hey, good morning, Sergio. How are you guys doing over there?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Talk to me. What's going on? First of all, tell us where you are.
Right now, I am pouring my coffee out the door, ready to launch the boat.
Mm-hmm. Where are you going today?
Today, we're going in a part of the San Diego Bay that's full of bonefish. Right now, that bite is just explosive.
Uh-huh.
And I know you've been talking about bonefish, Sergio. Now's the time to get you on one.
You know what? Have you ever caught a bonefish, Larry?
No, I haven't.
I haven't either. So, and you haven't either? Yeah, okay, we can't all five of us fit in this boat, but we got to go down there.
We can stand on the dock and fight for our position on the boat.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Well,
no guns.
I'll tell you what.
This guy's been carrying a gun lately, no guns.
Yeah,
you can
fit six shifts, guys.
You can fit three of us with you, right?
I can fit three. I can fit four, really. But I know that means we'll be fighting over the sandwiches that Sergio brings. So
no. There'll be no fight. There'll be people overboard. But listen, I had a great time with James. And James, I might just take you up on it. I've never caught a bonefish. I don't think any of us have. So that would be just a huge treat to take a picture with a bonefish that we caught. You know, so I will take you up on that. So, again, so what are you doing? Give me a more of a clue. What's your plan for today?
Well, my plan, I've got four guys that I've taken out three of them before, and two of them I've taken out even more. So these guys have been out there. They've done it. They know what we're doing, which is kind of makes it a cake, because all I basically have to do is drive the boat, put them in position. And what I'm looking for is there's these shallow flats in San Diego Bay that these fish get up on. Right now they're starting to spawn, and what that means is that they're in bigger groups, mm-hmm. and they're staying put. I mean, we catch them year-round, but they don't always stay put. And sometimes you have to spend days actually looking for them, finding them. And then once you find them, they may not be there the next day. So this time of year, it's great because I can go back to, you know, over the same spots. They may shift a little bit, but they also have tells. And there's little signs that I look for in the water, either clouds of mud or clouds of fish, you know, just dark patches where you see fish actually showing up. You may see other fish activity. There's, you know, so it's just things that we look for, you know, or that we're actually keying in on. We don't have the luxury of sight casting these fish like they do in the tropical waters, mm-hmm. where, you know, the water is so clear you can see 30 feet down. San Diego Bay is a little green, so especially back in the estuary areas where we're catching these fish. Mm-hmm. But we don't get the luxury of sight casting other than watching other tells in the water. And Sergio, you know, when you go out and you get onto a big school of barracuda, you know what a slick looks like. So
yeah. Hey, James, can you hold on? I got to go to a break, but I want to come back and I want to get some information if people want to go fishing with you, okay? Can you hold on?
Absolutely.
Okay. Everybody, you're on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. We're going to take another coffee break. Just a few minutes. We'll be right back. Got a bad desire. Oh, I'm on fire. Tell me now, baby, is it good to you? And can he do to you the things that I do? Oh, no. I can take you high. Oh, I'm on fire.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Good morning, this is Don Brockman coming to you from Davies Locker Sport Fishing and Whale Watching, located in beautiful Newport Harbor in the Balboa Pavilion. We offer daily trips for the beginner all the way up to the experienced angler. We even offer skiff rentals for fishing Newport Harbor. These trips are available daily, including half day, twilight, three-quarter day, and of course overnight trips that will take you to the big game sport fish such as tuna, yellowtail, albacore, that frequent the waters offshore of Newport Beach. We also have a full-service tackle store for all your rental tackle needs, so what are you waiting for, guys? Pick up the phone and call Davies Locker at 949-566-8788 and get your adventure started today. Also, you can look us up on the web at davieslocker.com. Once again, that phone number is 949-566-8788 and tell them that you're calling from Angler Chronicles and receive a 50% off on one of our many trips offered at Davies Locker Sport Fishing. Good fishing.
Dana Wharf Sport Fishing in Dana Point Harbor. Come check them out. Trips for anglers of all levels depart daily and kids fish free every Sunday. Enjoy clean vessels, full galleys, and friendly expert captains and crew. Everything you need for a great day of fishing for everyone, including a fleet of private charters. The Dana Wharf Kids Club is the coolest club of the sea, featuring free fishing trips, whale-watching adventures, and more. Check them out on the web for daily deals, including the famous Half Price Tuesday. Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, number one angler's choice since 1971. That's Dana Wharf Sport Fishing and Whale Watching, located at 34675 Golden Lantern in Dana Point. You can contact them by phone at 949-496-5794 or on the web at danawharf.com. Daily adventures, lifelong memories, established 1971. Stay connected and follow them on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey everybody, it's Ronnie, and I want to tell everyone about Typhoon. What's Typhoon? Oh, nothing, except just the official sunglass brand of Radio Outdoor Expeditions. That's right, Typhoon is the finest in polarized optics at affordable prices. I was recently introduced to Typhoon sunglasses, and let me tell you, after trying them out, I am definitely hooked. What really impressed me is Typhoon's new AquaView hydrophobic lens. What's AquaView hydrophobic? AquaView hydrophobic is Typhoon's superior lens coating that is 1. Water repellent, 2. Anti-static, and 3. Smudge proof. This is ideal for fishermen because we're always dealing with water spray and dirty hands and even anchovy scales. With AquaView hydrophobic lenses, you won't have to worry about water spots. Water just beads up and flows off the lens. Plus, dust, dirt, and oils wipe right off the AquaView's ultra-smooth hard surface for smudge-free vision. Typhoon has over 25 different styles of sunglasses, all with a lifetime warranty. Simply go to TyphoonOptics.com today. That's TyphoonOptics.com today.
The Sports Lodge comes to you an hour earlier this season. You can catch Roger Lodge now weekdays at 3 on your home for Angels baseball. Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say, girl, we couldn't get much higher.
So come on, fishy, bite my wire. Come on, fishy, bite my wire.
Come on, set the night on
fire.
If anybody that knows me knows that's my song. Come on, fishy, bite my wire. I just couldn't.
After that,
no.
Everybody should be awake.
Anyway, welcome.
Hope
back.
They didn't turn off their radios.
Yeah, that's scary.
Yeah, I didn't expect that.
I'm just worried. I don't want to be discovered and go to American Idol and stuff, and I don't want to do that. But anyway, let me do this. Welcome back to Radio Outdoor Expeditions and Angler Chronicles. You're on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. And before we went to break, we were finishing up with Captain James Nelson. What'd you think of my singing?
You know, the great part about your gig, Sergio, is that if somebody tells you don't quit your day job, I'm sure you're still okay with that, right?
Well, here's the problem from everybody. I'm retired. and I'll tell you this. This is the one thing, and I tell everybody the same thing. I don't consider myself a professional angler. I consider myself a guy who just loves to fish and wants to have fun. Because if we don't have fun and passion in our sport, you know, why are you doing it? You know? So, I just want to share what I love with everybody I know.
You know, and that's exactly what it is. That's what it's all about. You know, it's, I love it when people say, you know, industry this, industry that, industry that, and they throw it on to fishing. It's like, no.
Yeah, you know what? Here's the thing. I mean, my fear, and this has become a fear, and Larry, let's see what you think. Jump in on this one. My fear is that someday, if we don't pay attention, our children, I find, more and more are playing video games. You know, they're not going outside like we used to. I mean, I grew up playing outside, you know, getting dirty, eating dirt, you know. Kids today, I mean, if we don't get them involved in the sports that we liked, then you know what? They won't fish. And if we don't fish, then the people that are against us, and there are some people, some organizations who don't want us even to fish anymore, they're going to win because we can't fight. So my thing is, all of us, we enjoy it, let's promote it. You know, I'm blessed to have Jimmy Bass in here. And by the way, that is his real last name.
Yes, it is.
Jimmy Bass, who's 20 years old. He's one of what I call an old school kid, you know? What do you think, Larry?
Well, I fished with Jimmy before, and it reminds me of someone I knew a long time ago.
When you look in the mirror.
Looking in the mirror.
Yeah.
Well, when I first started fishing, I would fish with a lot of the old-time regulars, so I adopted a lot of those old techniques. And, you know, I love them, and that's how I, you know, still fish today.
And you're the future, and that's the thing. We're on our way out. You're the future. And we want to promote, hey, dads, hey, uncles, hey, grandpas, take the kids out. You know, take those kids out. The same thing that you enjoy, that passion, that just being outdoors. We're going even crazy. We went out hunting even. You know, it's a great way to spend the time with a young one. Agreed?
Serge, I want to say, absolutely. I took my kids out. I mean, really, well, they had no choice because their dad was running the boat. But so when they were with me and I took them out, they basically grew up on the bait tank, plucking the eyeballs out of anchovies or, you know, whatever they could do. They'd get bored of the fishing, you know, after a little bit, but there was always something for them to do.
But you know what? That's when they're little, but then they come back.
And yeah.
And over the years, they got a chance to catch some good fish and a lot of great memories.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about, those memories, you know? I remember.
I had a question for James.
Go ahead.
Okay, James, you're talking about the bonefish, but there's another fish in your arena there that intrigues me, the orange mouth corvina.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and you get what is there like a certain time of year that you're catching those?
Well, again, you know, San Diego Bay, we do have the benefit of being able to fish it year round, and we do catch corvina year round. But this late spring, going into summer, it gets to be really a lot better with the corvina. They are a free roaming predator, and so they do like to hunt under different conditions. Low light being a little bit better for them. But more importantly, it's this time of year that there's a lot more food for them. The mullet and the smelt that's in the bay will pretty much rehatch about every 6 weeks, but this time of year you've got everything else rehatching, and there's a lot more of it. We've even got little anchovies throughout the bay. So there's just a lot more food for them, and they tend to really come into the bay a lot this time of year. Plus, they're doing their spring fling. So, yeah, I would say spring from right about now till about August, September, you'll see a lot more short fin and orange mouth corvina both being caught in our bay.
Awesome. Hey, James, why don't you give everybody information? If they wanted to come out and spend a good day in the bay, or actually you go other places as well, how do they get a hold of you so you can guide them?
I do, yeah. I do. I've been on the lakes a lot lately. Of course, that's, you know, the spring thing there. But, yeah, either way, lakes, bay, or even a little bit of the kelp, it's 619-395-0799. Or you can go to the website. It's thefishicon.com. Either way, the phone, I like 619-395-0799. It's more direct route to me.
All right, thanks, James. And I'll be calling you here shortly, and I'll get these boys out with me. We can catch our first bonefish with you, okay?
That would be awesome.
Awesome.
Let's do it.
Thanks, James. You have a great day and good luck out there.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys. Take care.
All right, so let's take care of some business here. Let's go to Bill in Corona. He's got a question. I think this is going to be for Larry. Finding sand crabs. Good morning, Bill.
Morning. Hey, I made an investment this year. I bought a license, like $50.
Uh-huh.
But I'm working down at Newport, and you know, I just drink my little light water, salt water. I mean, light water, fresh water, actually, and uh-huh. Trying to fish the shore. And I got a sand crab once, and I got hit right away. But then I couldn't find more sand crabs. So it's like, is there a place where sand crabs are?
Well, this is Larry. I'm gonna give you a little bit of knowledge on the sand crabs. What happens with them is in the winter months when the water gets cooler, they settle into beds in deeper water, and they don't move back up until the water starts warming up again. And then you'll right now there's a few spots that you can go to and find a few, but they'll become more common here as you know, we get a little bit closer to summer. In the next month, you'll start seeing more and more of those. And usually they'll start off kind of small. You'll get a lot of micro sand crabs, which some of them are so small they'll go right through your screen or whatever you're using to catch them. But you'll see more and more of them. And the first ones you'll get are like two or three on a hook, and then later you'll start to find the bigger ones that are one per hook.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, Bill, so, I'll just throw this in there for you. Okay. You can always go to some of the local tackle shops that are located near the beach. I know there's one in Seal Beach, and you can pick up some sand crabs there. That's the fastest way.
Really?
Okay, Bill?
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, hold on the line, and we'll get your information. And
do they have more questions? Or I get one question per...
You know what? Stay on the line. I got to take a quick break, okay? And we'll come back to you, okay, Bill? You're on Radio Outdoor Expeditions on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. We'll be right back.